诸位菩萨们，大家上午好，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everyone。
好，我们就开始今天的开经偈，请合掌。
So we'll begin our talk today. Please join your palms.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
好，很开心，今天是我的第一次在东竹禅师跟大家一起分享佛法。
I'm very glad today because today is my first time leading a Dharma talk at the Chan Meditation Center.
其实内容准备了蛮多的哈，不晓得讲不讲得完。
I did quite a preparation. I'm not sure if I have time to go over all my slides.
但呢，首先要对我们的就是在地菩萨们有一点抱歉的是，我的PPT slide 呢只有就是很多的英文版哦，并没有把它列上去，所以要请十名菩萨，就是大家就要仔细听十名菩萨的翻译。
It's a pity that I didn't have time to prepare the English version of the slides. So, I will just have to you will have to rely on the interpreter give you explain the meanings of the slides.
好。那其实在佛教佛遗教经里面就有提到哈，就是该要度的呢，就是该要度的众生，其实佛陀呢都度了。那还没有度的众生呢，佛陀其实呢也都已经安排了已经可以得度的因缘了。那所以呢，今天呢大家来一起共学这一堂课程哦，我想大家就保持着一颗轻松的心情。那有因缘法门无量誓愿学，好，那能够理解的多少，听得懂多少，那就好像多学习了一种工具来帮助我们走这一条成佛之道，利益自己也能够利益众生。
So Shakyamuni Buddha mentioned that sentient beings that should be delivered already delivered by him, but for those haven't been delivered, he already made arrangements, put causes and conditions in place that those will be delivered in the future. So today we have the opportunity to come to attend this lecture today, and let's just have a relaxed mind and just have the attitude of learning more, because in the four great vows mentioned, we vow to learn unlimitless Dharma methods. So this is just one of the methods we can learn today. So we should have this attitude of learning more and to benefit the self and also other sentient beings and eventually achieve the Buddhahood.
那么选择来讲这个主题的因缘呢，是往往跟菩萨们在互动接触的时候，其实菩萨们了解的大圣经典都非常的多，但是呢我还印象非常深刻哦，我在台湾的时候，那有一位菩萨呢，其实他参加念佛他也去了其他道场哦，那来到我们这边，有一天他就到知客来寻求甘露，那是带着问题问我说其实呢他在跟着一起念佛诵地藏经诵弥陀经已经非常十几二十年的时间了，可是他常常还是会感觉到自己的心不安定，不晓得该怎么样让自己的心可以安静下来。
So today I choose this topic, the five methods of stilling the mind, is because during my interaction with volunteers or with people come to our center, that although they already very familiar with Mahayana Buddhist texts such as Amitabha Buddha Sutra and other Mahayana sutras. There one time there was one person that came to us with some questions. That person has been to other Buddhist centers and are familiar, very familiar with Amitabha Sutra and the Sutra of the Earth Dwelling Bodhisattva. But and he or she said, although I'm very familiar with the sutras and chanted many times, my mind is still not stable.
这个就让我思考到，从我一进僧伽大学学习，进到法鼓山这个团体学习以来呢，其实我一进门的时候就参加了初级禅训班。
So that made me think of how I progress when I attended.I attended Sangha University and then joined the Sangha of the Damajuan Mountain. And when I started practice, I started with the beginner level of meditation.
那也这样的因缘让我其实在学习佛法的历程当中呢，其实是以自己的身心观照为主要的基础。
So during my own practice of Buddhism, I really observe how this meditation, Buddha Dhamma, changed my own body and mind.
那我看着自己的改变，从非常容易的情绪激动，然后到慢慢的会运用到禅修的方法，让自己在情绪一有起伏的当下，我就可以运用到禅修的方法跟观念，带领着我们，带领着我自己哦，渐次的，能够越来越快速的调伏自己内在的情绪，恢复到内心的安定。
So I really benefit from the meditation practice because I observed how I changed over the time. In the beginning, I was quite emotional, and then to eventually I was able to become very calm. I use the Chan methods and the concepts to gradually achieve the calmness of the mind.
那所以有些人是会把五庭清观归类为所谓小乘法的学习，好，但是其实师父也一再强调的哦，我们其实对于所谓大圣跟小圣呢，其实重点在于我们的利益众生的发心发愿。但是呢，对于禅修的方法，其实如果你有看了师父的《中华禅法古中》那本小小的结缘本的册子哦，其实师父其实是广泛的涉猎，从南传、藏传，那甚至于到现在很多的现代的心理学家哦。他们所对人内心心理的分析，其实师父非常多的方法都融合进来，加入到中华禅法鼓中的教导里面。
Even though some people may categorize the five methods of stealing the mind as a method of small vehicle of Vinayana, but actually it's not that so.The difference between small vehicle and a great vehicle, according to our Shifu Master Shen Yan, it's really depending on your mindset, your vows. Shifu actually mentioned, if you read Shifu's books and articles, you will realize Shifu has extensive knowledge from Theravada Buddhism, Mahayana Buddhism, and Tibetan Buddhism. And even Shifu studied or have the knowledge of a psychological analysis and apply all thoughts of knowledge to form the Chinese Chan, Chinese Chan and Dharma Drum School.
那特别是在禅宗的实践里面，我们也更强调的，其实日常生活当中无非是道。
And especially in our Chan school, we often emphasize that everyday life you can practice, and that is can practice the ordinary mind.
那我们也可以看到非常多的禅师们，他们其实在遇到人生当中的顺境跟逆境，其实他们都可以很平静的心去应对。
And we can also see a lot of Chan masters throughout the history.They can always maintain a calm mindset, no matter they face difficulties or adversities.
那我想这也是给我们非常好的例子哦，让我们知道整个修行菩萨道、成佛之道的这一条路程呢，其实它的根基呢，就是要先回到自己的身心平静安定作为出发点。
So I think those are all good examples to let us know that practice bodhisattva path and aiming at achieving Buddhahood, eventually we have to return to our own mindset, our the conditions of our body and mind, and to practice and to practice and achieve a calm and stable mindset first.
我们在经典里面也读到了一句话讲哦，自信众生誓愿度。那我们其实呢也常常在祈勉的是自己内心当中的这些无明烦恼能够度尽的话呢，其实内在的众生度尽了，外在环境里面的众生呢也已经度尽了。
So in some sutras we heard the saying thatI vow to deliver all sentient beings that are in my own true nature. So if we are able to purify ourselves and dissolve all vexations, we will be able to deliver all sentient beings outside as well.
所以呢，我们就先从很基本的基础的这一些怎么样帮助我们身心能够快速的可以安定下来的方法，几个观念跟方法来跟大家做分享。
So that we'll return to our topic today, that is the five methods of stilling the mind, which teaches us how to quickly achieve a stable and a calm mindset.
那我今天准备跟大家分享的内容的几个大项在这边说明一下。第一个呢，先回到，就是先谈一下师父指导我们禅修的几个层次。
This slide shows the basic, outlines basic content of my talk today. So, first I'll go over, how our Shifu Master Shen Yan guide, our gradual practice.
然后接着呢，其实回到我们其实学习任何法门跟任何的方法，其实我们都不离开这个什么人成即佛成，其实所有一切佛法的修学其实都是以人为中心，以人为基础的。
And second, we'll emphasize on how we can be a good person, I mean, how to achieve the manhood, because to achieve the Buddhahood, first you have to make the self complete.
那接下来呢，要谈的就是五体心观的各个项目的内容。
And the third, we'll talk about the contents of the five methods of stilling the mind.
那紧接着呢，五庭心观谈完了，就会是，再帮大家整理一下五庭心观跟三十七道品的关系。
And last, we'll talk after we finish the content of the five methods of stilling the mind. We'll talk about the relationship between the five methods of stilling the mind and the 37 aids to enlightenment.
好，那师父呢，其实对于我来说，我其实师父怎么讲我就怎么练习，就是怎么学习，所以觉得我不像很多人可能懂得了非常高深的禅修，那非常多的佛学名相，那但是呢自己就是从圣严师父所厘清了非常简单的几个禅修次第，那从这么简单的几个禅修次第里面去做自我身心的关照，我就发现这里面真大有意思啊。
So, I practice based on Shifu's teachings. Shifu's teachings are very simple. For example, he laid out the steps of Chan practice. And according to these principles and concepts, I observe my own body and mind conditions.
首先师父谈到的禅修层次，第一个是认识自我。
So, the first step, which is in the bottom of the slide, says on the left side, it says recognize the self. The first step is to recognize the self.
第二个阶段是肯定自我。
And next to it, the circle which has the next step is to affirm the self.
第三个阶段是成长自我。
And then you go up to the next step is to grow or develop the self.
第四个层次是消融自我。
And the last step, which is on top of the circle, is to dissolve the self.
那就像我们其实很熟悉听到的，有舍就有得。那我们其实在于学习佛法，那不管是来当义工或者是持诵经典来修福修慧，其实所有一切的三藏十二部的法门全部都应该是导向最高的这个层次，就是要达到消融自我的目标。
So we often hear people say that you gain when you actually give out something. So no matter what methods we practice, we cultivate blessings and virtues, all merits should be directing to the last final stage, that is dissolving self.
舍得下自我的烦恼，舍得下自我的执着，其实自己自信当中的慈悲跟智慧就能够升起。
So if you are able to let go of the self and let go of the vexations, the wisdom, your inner wisdom will rise.
但我们分分秒秒自己能够感受到自己的内心，乃至于到自己生理的反应，分分秒秒感受到的都是自我中心的执着所带来承受的结果。
So every second we can observe the attachment caused by attachment to the self, andEvery second, we can observe the body and mind conditions.
所以佛教有这么多的经典教导我们，有禅修的方法来教导我们，目的也就是要帮助我们怎么样能够去除掉自我中心的执着，然后能够更能展现出我们每个人都能够如同诸佛菩萨一样的具足的大慈、大悲、大智、大慧。
So all sutras, classics areTrying to help us to let go our attachment to the self and be able to cultivate wisdom and blessings, wisdom and compassion just like all great bodhisattvas and buddhas.
所以我们在心经里面有讲到，以无所得，就是无智亦无得。其实我们所有的大乘经典、般若经典都也导向没有什么好所得的，其实呢再胜不增，再繁不减。
So just like Heart Sutra and many other Mahayana sutras explained that we didn't really attain anything. There's nothing to attain, there's nothing to lose, there's no gain or no increase nor decrease. So from the Buddha nature perspective, there's nothing to be added.And at the same time, there's nothing to be taken away either.
好，那是讲到的是外向的世界，但是内在呢，我们其实逐次的渐次的修行，其实会获得的是更清晰更清明的心智。
And in terms of self perspective, self feelings, gradually the more we practice, the more we will feel that our mind is at ease and clear.
好，那我们就先从这个平常我们往自己的内心里面来关照的时候，我们可以很容易的发现，自己内心都在想些什么。那其实在第一个阶段里面，师父也为我们厘清了，是在散乱心的阶段。那接下来呢，用一个非常短的两分钟左右的影片来让大家看看，就有一个年轻人的例子。
So, this slide, this shows how our mind usually, the state of our mind is usually very scattered. And I'll show you a video clip that shows, what our mind usually is like.
我先大致说一点介绍，这是一个年轻人在机场，在等飞机的过程。那这个人呢，年轻人先到了 bakery 去烘焙店呢，买了甜甜圈哦，然后呢就带着他的甜甜圈呢到他的候机室的位置上面去等候。那接下来呢，他跟了一个就是坐在他对面桌子对面的一个老人呢有一个互动的过程。那等一下大家就仔细看一下这个互动的过程，这个年轻人呢都在想些什么，他怎么反应的，他的内心都怎么起反应的。
So basically, this the story is a young man that's waiting in the airport, and he went to a bakery to buy some donuts. So, and there was a old gentleman sitting across him, and you'll see how they interact with each other and what's on that young man's mind.
所以这个小小短短的影片哈，完全让我反映到我从学习禅修剑法鼓山来这么多年关照对我自我的观察。
So this interesting funny clip really reflects how my mind evolves or how I observe my mind over the years I practice in Dharma Drum Mountain.
因为常常会发现自己因为生活当中的事件然后起很大的情绪，然后其实我们在佛法的修行里面就叫做六根，其实叫做六贼、哦、我们常常被这六贼给绑架，心不能自主。
Just like the movie clip, I often become emotional or have emotional disturbance because of things like that. But actually, it's all caused by six organs, contact with the outside. And we, in Buddhism, we call the things perceived by six organs. The six organs is also referred as six thieves.
那我们可以看到这个年轻人眼睛看到的对方这个老人，觉得这个老人是怎么样？像是个流浪汉，脏脏的。
For example, in the movie clip, you see the young man, when the young man looked at the old gentleman, what he perceived is this person looks like, you know, based on his looks, he's probably homeless. That's his judgment.
然后当他看着他自己的报纸的时候，他听到刷刷刷的声音，诶，移头一看，他怎么在吃我的 donut?
And then second, when he was reading his newspaper, He heard there's a rustling sound, and then he looked over. The old man was eating his donuts.
所以他内心里面产生了什么？就开始生气了，觉得不可思议，怎么可以吃我的 donut?
Then what happened next is he became a little agitated and angry. And how could that man eating my donut?
所以他也不甘示弱，觉得这个是我的，所以他也这样吃起来了。
That's why he reached out to get one as well, because he thinks this is mine.
吃了一个，再加一个，因为他觉得那一袋的 donut 就是我的。然后呢，这个不认识的陌生老人呢，就是怎样跟他一起分享。他并没有说要请他吃嘛，但是这个老人竟然自顾自的就吃起他的 donut 了。
And what happened next is he reached out for another one because he viewed the whole bag of donuts as his own. And he didn't invite the old gentleman to share with him, but the old man, regardless, was eating his donuts.
那虽然他内心里面产生这么多的不愉快，哦，他也不好意思表达的不绅士嘛，所以呢，他自己也一边吃，然后一边起烦恼。
So even though he was angry, but to maintain, you know, he thinks him a gentleman, he didn't want to break the silence. So what he did is just continue eating his donuts.
好，到了最后，他的飞机时间到了，他自己起身拿了他的物品之后，才发现什么？他的 donut 完全在他自己的外套底下。
So in the very end, when he, got up and about brought on his plane, he realized that his bag of donuts was under his coat.
在所有的整个他跟老人的互动过程当中，完全他的内心里面出现的都是这个对老人负面的想法。
So during the entire interaction with the old man, the thoughts generated by the young man was all negative towards the old man.
所以本来买来的应该是觉得非常好吃的 donut, 他有尝到 donut 的味道吗？
So usually donuts are delicious, but do you think the young man tasted donuts delicious during the entire time?
其实从这个影片里面可以让我们知道我们的眼耳鼻舌身意怎么造成自我受苦受难。
So from this movie clip, we can really see how our sense organs cause vexations and make us suffer.
因为它发生的时间太快了，反应的太快速了，同时我们也太习惯于这样的反应而认为它是正常的。
But we won't think it's unusual or anything that's worth investigating because usually the entire process happens very fast and we also take it for granted because it's always like this.
从佛陀一直到历代的祖师大德甚至于到我们师父其实看到的这就是什么？ 受苦受难的众生。
So from all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and to ancient Ma-chan masters and to our Shifu, what they seen this entire process of what's shown on the video clip is really the process of suffering.
外在环境当中的苦难，其实我们可以看到人反而能够有非常好的良能，能够去克服，甚至于去超越。
So if you face outside adversity or difficulty, usually people will have the power and the courage to overcome and to face it pretty well.
我们可以看到非常多，也许他出生下来没有了手，没有了脚，那甚至于呢，就是肢体行动也都不方便，但是他们可以开车，他们可以打球，他们可以游泳，他们可以弹钢琴。
We've seen a lot of examples like people who are born disabled, like missing a leg or arm or something like that. But nevertheless, they are still able to perform like driving or swimming or playing tennis. Their disability didn't really prevent them from having a normal life or accessing a lot of things.
这足以证明其实我们人呢，其实是有相当大的力量，其实是可以超越困境的。
So this shows that human beings usually have actually endurance or willpower to transcend difficulties.
那但是呢，如果我们的内心不健康的时候，其实即使人间最美的味道，最好的食物的味道，其实我们都会错过。
But if our inner mind is upset, is not well, even when we taste the most delicious food in the world, we won't taste anything.
同样的，可能是最好的人生机会来到我们生命当中的时候，我们也可能负面的解读它，然后就错失了自己就更好成长跟发展的机会。
Likewise, when most precious or most beneficial opportunities present to ourselves,If we don't have a peaceful inner mind, and we might misread the opportunity and lose such great opportunity.
当我们对自己内在的状态越能够掌握的时候，其实我们反而能够以内在的健康、清晰的内在自我为强大的力量，而能够对于我们外在身处环境的逆境呢，反而能够转念成为我们成长最大的助力。
Instead, if we have a calm and a peaceful mind and can see things clearly, when we face outside difficulties or adversity, we usually are able to turn things around and to turn adversity into opportunities to grow ourselves.
所以就又再回到我们对于禅修，就是其实是在做一种新的锻炼。
So this goes back to our Chan practice that.The Chan practice is really about training your mind.
那么可以看到我们现在的状态呢，就是在这个时候是散乱心，常常呢想昨天，想过去，想未来，心常常都不在当下。但是也因为我们开始了对自我有了这样的认识，而我们希望提升自己人生的品质，提升自己心智的品质，而开始有了这个，大家可以看到一个水平线哈。我们以认知有这个繁杂烦恼的身心为基础，开始做身心的训练，以有为禅修入手的方便跟基础。
So below the arrow, you'll see there's a little monk, the image of a little monk, which illustrate our mindset.Mindset before practice is usually scattered, distracted. Our thoughts keeps wandering to the past, to the future, and wandering easily distracted by a lot of thoughts. So that's our starting point. And then because of we realize that our mind is easily distracted and scattered, we want to practice and based on the state of mind,We practice and then we can move above the arrow.
在经典里面也告诉我们烦恼即菩提。那有能力能够转烦恼为菩提，就看个人的练心功夫的功力了。
So, Buddhist classic scriptures tell us that vaccinations are bodhi. So how should we understand or interpret it? Is that if you're able to realize your vaccinations and able to use it to practice, then it's really a good thing.
越能够转烦恼为菩提呢，其实人间也就是在净土当中。
The more you are able to turn vaccinations into bodhi, which means you realize it is, and the more we will be in a pure land.
那如果没有这个功力，没有这个功夫，能够转化自己内在的烦恼为菩提呢？自己在这个人间呢，就是在受自己的业力、业果、业报。
But if you're not able to turn vexations, afflictions into bodhi, then you're just a sentient beings suffering by your own karma in this world.
所以材料都是一样的。
Therefore, we really started with the same material.
但就看煮菜的人怎么去煮这些材料。
It really depends on the cook, the chef, who, you know, will use those, how they use this material.
那圣严师父跟祖师大德们就教导着我们，我们认知有这一个烦恼身心为开始，但是呢，我们可以让自己生命的品质向上提升，也就是修道的方向。
So, Asian masters and including our Shifu telling us that once you realize your scattered mind, we can start practice and move upward.
那方向呢，要达到最高的目标就是无，以无为禅修的方向。
And the final destination is no mind, the state of no mind.
所以我们在散乱心的阶段呢，就运用五停心观的方法来帮助我们把这一些散乱的心念让它可以安定下来。
So when we are at the stage of scattered mind, we use the five methods of stilling the mind to practice.
接下来用了五停心观的方法，能够让我们的散乱心念而提升，进而到集中心。
And by using the five methods of stilling the mind, we can gradually reach the state of concentration.
当你在集中心的时候，其实我们中国有一句谚语讲，至心一处，无事不办。那不仅我们所做的事情容易成就，我们内心也常常都能够在一种平静安定的喜乐当中。
And there's old saying, if you have a concentrated mind, you can achieve a lot of things. There's nothing you cannot do. And not only you can achieve a lot of things,But you also, your mind is always at ease and calmness.
一般学业成绩或者是他的那个 academic performance 是很好的人呢，大概集中心的状况都很不错。好，但是呢，我们其实目标不是只有在集中心而已还要运用着集中心，让我们的心进入到更统一的层次。
And I believe people usually have academic.Excellence probably are good at having a concentrated mind state. But that concentrated mind, state of concentrated mind is not the ultimate goal. We should continue to practice and move further and reach the unified state.
那借由着五停心观的方法呢，我们也很容易可以让我们的心达到一个统一的境界。
And by further using the five methods of stilling the mind,We can further reach the state of unification.
那我们其实也看到很多的艺术家他们也可能都有这样统一心的经验。但是呢，艺术家的统一心跟我们在禅修上讲的统一心是不一样的。艺术的追求，毕竟它还是在展现另外一种层次的自我。
So a lot of artists probably have some experience of the state of unified mind.But that state is different from Chan practitioners because for artists, the unified mind is just another way to express the self.
那我们在统一心的状态之后呢，还要继续的往 无心的层次，也就是真正器物，圣严师父其实有告诉我们，智慧是无我的态度。
And from unified mind, we continue and further develop our practice, then we reach the state of no mind. And Master Chen Yan used to say that the goal of practice is reach the state of no self.
这里所强调的无心不是代表什么统统都没有，而是没有了自我中心的烦恼。但是有的是积极的自我承担，能够把自己照顾好之后，开启自心当中的智慧慈悲，那进而更能够让自己可以对整体人类世界可以有更多的贡献。
So here, when we say, when we say no self or no mind, we just mean, just to clarify, that we means no attachment to self-centeredness. The no self, no mind still has functions. We will still resume responsibilities and actually will take on responsibilities to benefit the self and or other sentient beings and use compassion and the wisdom to achieve a lot of things.
就像诸佛菩萨一样，他们能够契入了无心，但是呢，他们对于众生的慈悲关怀是动者恒动，他们利益了法界的一切众生，可是他们心中没有认为他们有度了任何的众生。
So just like Bodhisattvas and great Bodhisattvas and Buddhas, they reach the state of no mind, but they still do a lot of things to benefit sentient beings by do a lot of things for sentient beings. But they won't give rise to the thought that it is the self doing all these things.
那我们法鼓山其实所提供大家很好的平常的自我身心照顾的方法，好，就在我们法鼓的八世洞禅里面有16字禅修的心法，叫做身在哪里，心在哪里，清楚，放松，全身放松。
So the method of practice actually is reflected in the eight forms moving meditation created by Damajong Mountain, which the principle says, where your body is, that's where your mind should be. And you should be clear and relaxed, and your whole body should be relaxed.
那我们在这样的一个阶段呢，就能够常常运用这些观念跟方法，能够帮助自己随时随地的可以照顾好自己的身心。
And if you apply this type of concept and method, you will be able to relax and take care of your body and the mind anytime.
那如果不练习这些方法呢？我们的人生可能日复一日，一次又一次的，就像今天我们刚刚看到的这个影片的年轻人这样，他的眼耳鼻舌身意呢，跟着外在的环境世界互动，可是呢，所带来的都是什么？内心痛苦的觉受而不自知。
So if we don't practice, what would happen is just like, we would just be like the young man in the movie clip.That our sense organs comes into contact with outside environment and interact with the outside environment and causing a lot of vexations and sufferings. And we would just repeat this cycle again and again and without knowing it.
所以呢，接着哈，我们用这个来对照师父讲的四个禅修层次。现在呢，所要学习做的从五庭心观也好，甚至于我们就用经典的修辞，是进入到肯定自我，好，有这一个我为基础，然后再进入到成长自我，运用着这些禅修的观念跟方法来成长自我，那目标达到消融自我。
So in corresponding with the four stages of practice.We mentioned earlier that from recognizing the self and then we affirm the self, we use methods and concepts of Chan to develop and grow the self and to reach the ultimate stage of dissolve the self.
那清楚了这些观念跟方法所要做的呢，就是以努力修行的过程为永久的目标。
After we are clear about the steps and stages, we should really try to use, our goal should be practice diligently to reach these stages.
我们不用想我还要练习多少次我才能够照顾好我的心管好我的心我们不用想我要练习多少多久我才能够真正达到像佛菩萨一样的境界这些通通都要放下
So we should let go the attitude or thinking of oh how many times do I need to practice this then I can reach to stage 1 or stage 2We should just maintain, we should let go all these thoughts and attitude. Should just maintain the attitude of practicing diligently.
时常关照到自己在散乱心当中啊，就提起我们禅修的方法，那随时就可以让自己的心回到当下。
And we should observe our own body and mind. If we are in a scattered mind, we just apply the method and practice to get to the stage of concentration mind and unified mind.
那在肯定自我的部分呢，其实圣严师父有提到了哦，我们禅的思想呢，其实是空灵的、豁达的、开阔的、明朗的人间清流。
So, at the stage of firming the self, Master Shen Yan mentioned the thoughts of Chan, the principle of Chan is really to make the mind clear, spacious, and pure.
那活出禅的生活呢，其实是积极的、自在的、简朴的，也自适的安心方式。
And the life applying Chan methods will lead to a life of will lead to a positive life, a life of the mind being at ease and simple and relaxed.
那禅的理念呢，是教导人能够学习放下自私，还有自我欺骗、自我怨憎，还有自我傲慢中心、自我的枷锁。也才能够海阔天空的任运飞翔。
And Chan concepts can teach people to let go selfishness, self-deceit, self-complaint, arrogance, and self-burden. And then you'll be able to feel at ease.
那禅的方法呢，就是教我们要先练习从认识自我到肯定自我，然后粉碎自我才是真正的悟净现前。
And the Chan's methods teaches people to first recognize self, then affirm self, eventually dissolve and shatter the self. Then that's when the enlightenment will appear.
那这是我们在整个修行佛法的过程当中，其实要非常清楚的目标。那我们其实念念的能够回到清楚这个目标，我们随时就能够对于自我的烦恼有所关照，甚至于去对治它。
So we should really be clear about all these principles and methods and concepts so we can observe ourselves at any given moment and then return to the method.
清楚了这个目标，当我们遇到生活当中不顺遂的人事物的时候，我们就不会再是都是你他的错。
So if we are clear about the final goal and the method, when we live the life and facing difficulties or people who do not go as your wish, you will not point your fingers towards people say, oh, it's all because of you. Your fault makes me this.
相反的呢，他会积极的承担。哦，是我做的不够好。哦，是我没有注意到。哎，我知道我应该要再更努力的自我提升。
Instead, they will actually turn around and look within and say, "Oh, it's my responsibility. It's me that I should have done more. I should have become better or assume more responsibilities."
当一个人他能够非常就是。非常的积极的这样的思维的时候，其实这个人不管他遇到了逆境，或者是他遇到了顺境， 他都会处于在一种非常享和安乐的状态。
So if someone can have this mindset and have this positive thinking, and when they face things or people that's difficult or things didn't go well, they can always look within and reflect on their own behavior and thoughts, then this type of person will have a very easy, relaxed life with a mind at ease.
所以他会看待每一个当下，每一个现前的当下都可以创造无限的可能。
And by having a mind at ease and calm, they will be able to see at any given moment, the unlimited opportunities present in front of him.
那禅的目的呢，教我们就是转世间的八热地狱，变为清凉的国土，七宝莲池。那试着把自害害人的身口意三业，能够转化为自利利他的慈悲跟智慧。
So Chan practice is really trying to teach us to learn to turn this hellish reality full of sufferings, turn this reality into a pure land and full of jewels and lotus ponds, and try to turn our body, mind, trying to turn our body, speech and mind, body, speech, and mind turn into something that can benefit the self and others, and using compassion and wisdom to benefit self and others.
所以我们随时随地要提醒自己，要回到这个肯定自我的心态，来面对一切在生活当中遇到的境界。
So we should remind ourselves at any time, return to this stage of affirming the self.And try to turn things around and benefit the self and others.
好，所以呢，其实不管是大圣经典里面所提到的，甚至于在禅修带着我们更细腻的，从自己身心为基础来照顾，其实都是以人为中心。
So no matter the teachings we learn from classic sutras or the Chan methods, they're all based on human based on yourself.
这也回到我们创办人的理念，好，就是提升人的品质，建设人间净土。
So this goes to the slogan of Dharma Drum Mountain, that is uplifting the human characters and build a pure land on earth.
那我们接下来来谈一谈五庭心观的内容，里面所教导我们有几种观法来帮助我们做自我的成长。那五庭心观里面呢，就第一个项目提到的是数息观。
So now we will go to the contents of the five methods of steady mind. So five methods. The first method is contemplation, or meditation on breath.
第二个是不净观。
And the second is meditation on impurity or decay.
第三个是念佛观，或者又称为戒分别观。
And third is the meditation on chanting the Buddha's name, or meditation on Dharma categories.
那第四个项目是慈悲观，又称为四无量心观。
And the fourth is meditation on the four boundless mentalities.
第五个是因缘观。
And the last one, the fifth one, is meditation on cause and conditions.
好，首先介绍数息观。
First, we'll introduce a method of meditation on the breath.
它的特性跟重要性是我们佛教最常运用的修定的方法。
So this is a method that we use most frequently in Buddhism to cultivate samadhi.
那最也最容易可以对付我们心浮气躁跟思绪的散乱。
And this is most effective way to deal with scatteredness.
那这也是适合当做基础最根本的基本的修行方法。
And it's suitable to be used as a beginner method.
其实用数习惯呢，它本身就可以成为一条就是完整的整个修辞哦。那从深从浅到深的不同层次。那如果从浅到深的不同层次呢，其实在专门教导数习惯上呢，还有一个法门叫六妙门。
So actually the method of meditation on breath itself is a complete path, and starting from the most basic steps gradually to the deep levels. So there is a commentary, actually, Buddhist commentary specifically address the different levels of meditation on breath that is called the Six Wondrous Gates.
那也就是光是数息就可以帮助我们数到开悟。
So actually, just using the meditation on breath can even lead to enlightenment.
那我们就先分享一下六妙门的几个基础的方法跟层次哈。它总共有分六个层次：数、水、止、观、环境。
So this slide introduces the basics of meditation on the breath introduced in the classic test of six wondrous gates. So the six basic methods and levels are counting the breath, following the breath, and samadhi, vipassana, observation. And the next one is purity. Last one is purity.
好，那我们其实这一门课呢，针对六妙门的几个数法哈，我们就不特别的多做说明，而是知道我们其实前面刚进门基础其实是用数息、随息，然后让我们的心能够达到止息，甚至于能够起观照的这样状态。在基础的，我们都知道法鼓山在七月份。我们东珠禅师也即将开一个密集的禅训班，那也希望大家能够来如果还没有学习禅修方法的菩萨也能够报名参加，那在禅训班里面就有非常的清楚的整个禅修数息方法的教导。
So we're not going to the details of all this six methods of using the breath, but in our upcoming meditation workshop in July, we will introduce in more details. So if you haven't attended beginner level meditation work series, I encourage you to attend.
那么今天呢，会大概说明的是三个基础的数息方法，数息、随息跟一手丹田，那这个其实呢，也就是六妙门里面的前三门。
And today we'll focus on the first three methods mentioned in the Six Wondrous Gates. That is, counting the breath, following the breath, and mindful collection in dantian, the energy spot of dantian.
好，那数息的方法呢？我们只有在数呼出而不数吸入，从一数到十，或者是单数数或双数数，那把感觉放在鼻端。
So the method of counting the breath is as follows. We count when we exhale. When we inhale, we don't count. And when we exhale, we count. We count from 1 to 10 in sequence. And you should put your mind, focus your mind in the sensation, in the nostril.
那在这个时候我可以感觉到大家都非常仔细的在聆听，好，但这个跟禅修就完全不相关，真正的禅修就是要怎么样，好，就请现在跟着我一起来做，请把身体坐正，那椅子坐1/2到1/3，头顶天，下巴微微内收。
So I notice you're listening very attentively, but actually this requires practice, so we can just practice now. Sit upright and don't sit the entire space of your chair, just sit one half your body. Sit in one half and you should, the crown of your head should upright, but pull back your chin a little bit.
那就可以感觉到你整个的颈椎其实是拉伸向上的，放松的。
And you can feel the sensation in your neck is being pulled It's actually the sensation is upward, it's pulled upward, but the entire body is relaxed.
那我们现在练习着把你的注意力放在你的鼻端。
So now we practice, try to put our attention to the nostril.
直到呼吸出去，直到呼吸进来。
At the tip of the nostril, you feel how the air comes into your nostril and how the air comes out.
那当呼吸进来的时候，你只要维持着知道它进来。那当吐气的时候，再按上一个数字，好像你的耳朵里面听到了这个数字的声音。那第二口呼气的时候就数二，吸气不管它。第三口呼气的时候数三，就这样从一数到十。那过程当中，如果数字数忘掉了，或者数超过了，在你觉照的当下，都回到一，从头开始。
So when you inhale, you don't count, you just feel the sensation of inhaling. And when you exhale, you count, put the number in your mind, count one. And then you inhale again, you don't count, and when you exhale again, you put number two, and count number two.And then you count like this from 1 to 10. And if you are scattered, you lost a number, you return to count 1.
接下来我们再练习另外一种方法，就是数单数，用奇数跳着数。好，吐气的时候数一，第二口吐气数三，第三口吐气数五，奇数数，数到一，从一数到二十一，或者是用双数，二、四、六、八、十，数双数，大家请练习。
And you can also try to use another way of counting, that is count in odd or even numbers. For example, it can count from 1, 3, 5, and then until you reach the number 21, then you return to count 1. Or you could count even numbers starting from 2, 4, 6, and count until 22, and then you return to 2.
好，请大家注意力回到这边。那禅修的方法其实就是带着我们的身心去体验它。好，如果留在姿势上面，你只是想象它，而不是感觉它。好，刚刚我们一起进行了做呼吸的体验，大家在进行呼吸的时候呢，有没有觉得这一些无明烦恼心就怎样自己消失了？
So, Chan methods is really to be experienced, and just now we, tried the method and experienced the counting of breath. And, for Chan methods, we can't just imagine or just understand intellectually. We also need to experience to carry it out and see how we feel.
它其实带给我们身心改变的速度是非常快的。
actually, experiencing the method directly is the most effective way to change the conditions of our body and mind.
但是要随时随地的带着自己的身心去练习方法，锲而不舍的提起方法。
But this requires you to apply the method constantly. Whenever you can, you apply the method and let go and apply the method and return to the method.
那我们在做数息的时候呢，还有几个要领要注意的哈，就是维持自然的呼吸，而且要放松。那数息的功夫呢，我们对于数字要清清楚楚，也绵绵密密，然后身心呢就自然可以随时感觉到轻轻松松。
So there are some key points of applying the counting breath method. And first, the breath needs to be relaxed and natural, cannot control the breath. And the second, the practice of counting the method needs to be clear.And continuous. And the third, the whole body and mind need to be relaxed.
那可能会遇到的问题呢，就是还是会容易的分心不专注，或者会控制呼吸，甚至于呢，会产生一种机械化的疲乏状态。
The difficulties practitioners may encounter is that you may feel it's not easy to be to stay focused and easily to be distracted, or some practitioners may start control their breath, or they feel their counting the breath becomes mechanical.
所以我们在整个禅修的过程当中呢，随时随地的带回到整个身体觉察放松，还有对于方法的清楚。
So anytime we need to use a method and return to the clear awareness of the body and the mind.
那接着随习呢，主要运用的方法是在第一个阶段的时候，我们把注意力放在鼻端。然后第二阶段呢，其实当我们注意力放鼻端，身体一放松了，我们的气很自然而然会下沉到丹田小腹。那第三个阶段呢，我们就可以感觉到整个身体感觉上好像都整个在呼吸。
And the method of following the breath is can be divided into three stages. The first stage, you put your awareness near nostril. And the second stage, when your mind becomes more calm and your breath and energy will go down to the lower abdomen, to the dantian area, and you will use the lower abdomen to breathe. And the last stage,You will feel the whole body is breathing.
好，现在我们可以大就做个练习，好，一样身体坐正，下巴内收，然后你感觉到从颈部、肩膀、整个胸腔到背部肌肉放松，腰椎也放松，然后身体、臀部重量放在你的臀部和椅子之间。
So we'll try to practice following the breath.Again, you just sit upright and relax the chest, relax waist, abdomen, and put your weight on the chair, between your buttocks and the chair.
注意力回到你的鼻端。
And put your attention, draw your attention to the tip of nostril.
上半身。整个放松，再感觉一下呼吸是不是自然就可以下到你的小腹。
And relax the whole body and feel the sensation of breathing. And then if it's natural, just drop the breathing down to the lower abdomen.
所以你也可以很容易的感觉到自己整个上半身、胸腔，甚至于小腹，随着呼吸进来，整个微微的上扬。那呼吸出去的时候呢，整个上半身就微微的内缩。
And you can feel that your stomach, abdomen, lower abdomen will expand when you inhale. And when you exhale, it goes back.
当我们处在这样的状态的时候，我们也让身体足够的沉淀跟休息，那我们的内心呢，也一直在沉淀这一些繁复的心绪。
And when you do that, when we practice like this, or we are settling our mind,
那在做随习的时候要注意，我们让它是自然的呼吸，清楚的知道呼吸自然的进到身体，自然的出去，不要刻意的要引导呼吸，也不用太用力的要集中我们的力量。
And when we use this method, we need to, be careful not to control the breathing.Everything should be natural, and don't use force to force yourself breathe in certain way.
那他可能遇到的比较困难的地方是，他需要有更多的技巧才能够来帮助我们达成专注的目的。
So one difficulty, one challenge you may face is, you need extra help to stay focused.
好，接下来介绍一个是一手丹田的用法哦。那丹田总共分为有三个部位，一个是上丹田眉心印堂的部位，好，那第二个是中丹田檀中，我们横膈膜的正上方，第三个是下丹田，就是我们肚脐以下三个手指的位置。
So we return to the slides.Next, we'll introduce a method of mindful connection during dantian area. So, in Chinese, there are three dantian areas. The one called up dantian is between your eyebrows, is located between your eyebrows. In the second, the middle dantian is located in the middle chest.And the lower dantian is located, the three fingers distance beneath your belly button.
那用上丹田呢，就想象有一道冷光从你的上丹田放射出来。
So when you put your attention in your upper dantian area, you should visualize a cooling sensation of light radiate from the upper dantian area.
中丹田呢就观想成有一个月亮。
In the middle dantian, you should visualize as a moon.
下丹田呢焦点不要放在太下面，好，就是我们的专注力一样放在下丹田的位置。
And for the dantian in the lobe abdomen area, try not to put the focus too below the navel.
那其实这个观一手丹田的方法并不建议长时间的使用，然后呢其实观想这个丹田也没有办法让我们进入定，那这只是其中的一个让我们从散乱的心可以快速的收摄集中的一个方法。
So actually, this method is not recommended for long-term use, and using mindful collection in dantian area cannot lead you to samadhi as well. It's just a temporary method when you are very scattered can lead to effective way of calm your mind.
圣严师父在教导我们禅修最常用的方法就是一个是数息观，另外一个是念佛观。
So two most frequent used method recommended by Master Shen Nen, one is a breath meditation on breath, and the second is meditation on chanting Buddha's name.
都是非常安全而且有效的方法。
And these two methods are very safe and effective as well.
那至于关丹田的方式呢，因为其实随着每一个人他的理解跟操作的方式哦不太一样，他就比较可能会产生一些负面的作用。
And as to this mindful recollection during in Dantian area, might have some side effects. Because people apply the method according to their own understanding.
比方说，如果你观上丹田的话，方法或者是力道用的不对，有可能会头痛。
For example, if you use the upper Dantian point, if you don't use it correctly, it may cause headache.
然后观下丹田呢，比方说女性她可能就会产生月经周期的混乱。
And if you focus on the lower abdomen, Dantian in the lower abdomen area, for women, it may cause the menstruation irregularly.
所以还是就是只是把方法介绍让大家知道。那至于实际上的体验跟实践呢，我们还是建议回到从数息跟念佛开始。
So here, I'm just, for the completeness of the talk, just introduce the method. But we still recommend you using the counting the breath, or meditation on the breath, and the chanting Buddha's name, to practice.
好，那接下来介绍不净观，它的特色跟重要呢，其实就在减少我们对于，因为这个身体而产生的各种欲望，所以其实我们称为不净。
And the next method of the five methods of stilling mind is meditation on impurity or decay. And this method focuses trying to help us eliminate or obsession or attachment to the body or all kinds of lust based on the attachment to the body.
我们再用刚刚吃 donut 的年轻人来比喻哈。
So we'll return to the movie clip we just saw, the young man eating donut.
就是没有吃这个 donut, 他也不会饿死，对不对？
So if he didn't eat the donut, he wouldn't starve.
但是却是因为这个 donut 呢，使得他内在的热脑不断。热脑，就是
Right. But because of eating this donut, it caused a lot of afflictions on him.
所以其实是这个身体对于饮食产生的欲望而产生，借由这样的因缘产生这样的烦恼。
So it all, the suffering all caused by his desire for this donut, and then he went through the whole process.
那我们其实谈到人因为吃而产生的各种欲望就像最近看到一个新闻日本又重新开启了好像有30年的禁令不可以捕鲨鱼商业用的鲨鱼但是呢最近他们这个禁令解除了就是这一些渔夫们呢他们又可以捕鲸鱼然后做成罐头做成食物可是大家知道鲸鱼是多么有灵性的一种海洋生物其实它的智能跟我们人类其实也是相当非常相当的
So there's a lot of sufferings caused by our desire for food or ultra desire for food For example, in Japan, I heard in news lately that they uplifted the ban on commercial fishingSo nowadays, a Japanese fisherman can go out and kill whales and make for food, canned food, etc. And we all know fishes like whales actually are very intelligent, but they just kill them regardless.
那前段时间也看到了一则新闻，一个怀孕的妈妈，她为了去做指甲美容。然后呢，在做指甲美容之后呢，因为可能用的那一个指甲修剪的工具有细菌哦，结果他回去之后就长了一个非常大的肉瘤，细菌感染了。
And also read another news, a pregnant woman, because you know She went in to do manicure, and somehow there's some infection, and caused him to have, I don't know how to, the cause of the infection becomes worse.
那其实从我们自己或者是从我们生活周遭来做关照的话，我们其实都很容易可以发现，其实我们为了照顾这个身体，其实满足自己内在的欲望啊，往往其实是得到的结果呢，都不会是更好的结果，因为它永远欲望没有满足的时候。
So we can see a lot of times in order to take off our body and satisfy our desires,We actually make things worse because our desires can never be satisfied.
那以这一些对于身体产生的执着起的欲望呢，都是就是有损害我们的智慧心跟慈悲心的，所以我们称为它为不净啊，就是运用方法来止息我们对于这个身体产生的欲望。
So, the method of meditation on impurity or decay is.Exactly used to address our extra attachment, our attachment and the desires to this body.
那从跟我们身体相连，其实这个自我感好是最强烈的。那我们用的主要的两个方法呢，一个是观他身的不净，另外一个是观自身的不净。
So the two main methods used here is first to contemplate or meditate on the impurity of the body of others. The second method is contemplate or meditate on the impurity of the body of the self.
那我们其实最常用的就是九想观，就是观想一具尸体腐烂的过程。
And the most typical or famous one is called the process of visualize decomposing a corpse.
那主要用的方法呢，就是面对刚死不久的这个，其实在我们在南传哈，其实就可以看到他们其实是真的会到林间到森林里面去，然后就借来一具尸体，好，然后就是在他面前。打坐静坐，然后观察整个尸体。他从人往生了之后，他从到发烂、腐臭，然后整个变化的过程。
So in Theravada Buddhism, this actually is people will actually even borrow a corpse to meditate. They will sit and meditate in front of a person who just died, in front of his corpse, and then.Observe carefully how the corpse start to decompose, to swell, and to rot in front of him.
那举例说，尸体呢会从黄色变青紫色，到变黑色，然后甚至于产生浮肿、腐烂，然后腐烂之后整个皮肤爆裂开来哈，然后到苍蝇这一些小微生物覆盖在身体上来吃这些腐肉，然后到产卵，然后生蛆，那甚至于到整个肉都腐化了，被这些虫啊细菌给吃完了之后呢，只剩下留下一堆白骨，然后到进入白骨之后产生了白光。
So the detailed process will like this. The first, the color of the corpse will change from yellow to the color of black and purple, and then to black. And the condition of the body will continues to change from swollen to rot. In the skin of the corpse will burst rot. And then a lot of flies will come to lay eggs on the corpse.And the eggs of flies will grow into maggots.
那这也就是九想观的九个大想，有清淤想、脓烂想、虫蛋想、然后膨胀想、血涂想、坏烂想、败坏想、跟烧想、骨想，就有这九个项目。
So the visualization or contemplation of the decomposition process of a corpse can be divided into 9 stages. First is contemplate on the change of color, visualize the change of color from yellow to black, and then observe the swollen condition of the body and how the flies comes in and lay eggs and the swollen condition of the skin and all the blood comes out and the flesh becomes rotten and decay and visualize on decay and eventually see the bones and bones in disorderly laid out and the bone eventually becomes white light.
那刚刚谈的是观他身的不净，现在呢可以是从我们观自身的五种不净，有从种然后生相性净，总共有五种方法，一个是观种子的不净，第二个是观住处或者是生处的不净，第三个是观身相的不净，第四个是观自性或者说自体的不净，第五项是究竟不净。
So, meditation on the corpse, decomposition of corpse is a method used to contemplate on the impurity of other bodies. So how to contemplate on the impurity of your own body? You could use five different methods. First, you can contemplate that the original seed of your life is impure because it's made of your father's semen and the mother's blood. And second, you can contemplate the place that the mother's womb is not clear either. It's not pure either. And then a third, you can contemplate your current body is impure because you have, you know, eyes, discharge from eyes, ears, mouth, and nose. And fourth, you can contemplate the elements of your body are not pure. And the last one, you can contemplate, eventually you will become a corpse and the decomposition of your corpse is not pure.
好，这边呢特别来再叙述一下是讲到的这个住处跟生处的不净。除了呢小 baby 就是在母亲怀胎十月里面啊，其实是怎么样，在子宫的羊水里面，其实除了羊水之外呢，小 baby 的排泄物通通在里头。所以呢我们在做观照的时候其实是哦，这是住处跟生处的不净。好，那么也有一个说法是在于说就是当出生的时候从母亲的产道生下来也是不净的。为什么呢？我们不是说它是干净的跟不干净的，好，刚刚如果大家记得我们最先提的，其实它都是因为会对我们的身体产生执着。好，那其实我们可以知道佛陀怎么出生的，母亲的右胁嘛，好，从经典里面。然后呢在我们所周知的中国的虚云老和尚呢，他其实出生的时候呢是生出来的是一个肉球，好，不是直接从母亲的产道的。那我们其实也从经典里面看到了，其实这样的一种诞生的瑞相呢，其实显示的是代表这个人其实他已经离欲了，好，就不会从母亲的产道出生。
So here I want to explain a little further about the second method of contemplate the mother's womb is not clear, and not just a mother's womb where the little fetus will stay for 10 months there. It's not just because the fetus stayed in the mother's womb for 10 months, the fetus breathe and eat or rely on mother's womb, but at the same time the fetus discharge is in the womb as well. That's why it's impure. And not only that, but when the baby was about to be born, usually humans will go through, if everything goes well, it will go through the birth canal through vagina. So that is not pure as well. For example, we know Shakyamuni Buddha is born under his mother's arm, right arm. So he didn't go through the birth canal. And for Master Xu Yun, empty cloud, he didn't go through the birth canal as well. He was born as a meatball. So that shows these Buddhas and great practitioners already achieved a certain stage of departing from desires.
那另外一个观自身不净的观法呢，其实是可以观我们身体某一个部位不能动，例如做瘫痪相，或者是萎缩，或者是腐烂相，但是不能观什么，观心脏不动，或者是内脏器官不动，因为其实我们知道我们的身体其实是跟我们的心念它有直接的 connect。好，所以有可能你如果做这样的观想的时候，心脏或者是内脏器官，它有可能真的就产生那种效果出来。
And there's one caution about contemplating on your present the body conditions of a current body. We just mentioned you can contemplate this charge of your sense organs, but try not to contemplate on your heart or internal organs. Contemplate them as not moving.Because we all know the mind and body has certain connections. If you contemplate this way, you may have some bad consequences.
好，那看来我应该要安排在下一次的课程继续做介绍了。今天的课程可能没有办法把所有的项目都介绍完。
So it looks like I can't finish all my slides, so I'll just do it next time.
那最后呢？用五个简单的禅修五部曲来跟大家做共勉。好，这个每一个单字的前面的第一个字字母是 CNCEP， C collect 都摄六根，我们常常日常生活当中眼耳鼻舌身意呢，不要再怎样一直跟外在互动，然后就一直自己编故事，而是怎样把眼耳鼻舌身带回到觉察自己的身体，放松眼球，放松头脑，放松。
So in the end, I'll quickly share with you the five steps of Chan practice that you can use in daily life. The first step is to collect your sense organs and try not to make the story in your head and just collect your sense organs, look within and relax.
And N for notice, 回到你的鼻端，注意鼻端。
The second step is notice, is withdraw your attention, put your attention near the nostril area.
然后第三个就是步骤就是 count your breath, count your breath.
And the third step is to count your breath.
然后呢，接着你就可以 enjoy 你的 breath.
And the fourth step is to enjoy the breath.
这个部分是最重要的，常常我们是数怎样数的，就是身体越来越紧，然后呢头脑越来越紧，对不对？然后提醒自己是要享受这个呼吸进出的感觉。
And this step is very important because usually when we count the breaths, our body tense up, but this step reminds us to relax. We need to enjoy the sensation of breathing.
那如果你几个历程都下来了，你还是没有办法感受到享受呼吸的感觉，这个时候就要再来怎样，回到拜佛或者是拜忏。
If you finish all these four steps, you still can't enjoy your breath, then you need to use the method of prostration and repentance.
其实在拜佛的时候，我们是把自己的注意力带到自己的身体，那你就会怎样，就远离，就是一直在脑袋里面想，好拜佛，然后拜忏呢，起惭愧心，起感恩心，那都是一个可以很有效，很快可以让我们的心浮气躁的状态能够沉淀下来的方法。
When you prostrate, you focus the attention, withdraw your mind on the movements of prostrating, and when you repent.You give rise to the mind of repentance and also the mind of gratitude when you prostrate.
好，我们就一起再来复习一下这个五部曲哈。C for what?
So let's review. What does C stand for?
Collect 都摄六根
Collect the sense organs. And N stands for
notice. 注意鼻端 C.
Be aware of the nose.
Count
stands for counting.
E
stands for
enjoy 享受呼吸。好 ，P prostrate or repentance 拜佛或者是拜忏。好，那同样的，我们在佛法的修行里面，不是只有知道要去做到，做了就到了，没有做永远不会到。
And again, when we learn Buddha Dhamma, we need to practice what we know. If we don't practice, we will never get there.
好，那今天的内容就为大家说明到这边。好，那我们接着就好。
That's it for today's talk. Then we will chant verse on merit transfer together.